Blog Talk Radio.
And every one of us know somebody who was in a marriage and they tried to stay together for the kids. Well, what happens when there ain't no kids? What happens when there ain't no kids, but you don't want to break up, but there ain't no kids? You don't have that excuse. No, there ain't no kids. What happens when you don't have that crutch of kids? And I'm not saying that your kids are a crutch, but you saying as much, and you're such, yo, you can't use the children as a crutch. Only crutch you got is the love that you feel, and you know deep down in your heart, you know that it's real. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight on the Daily. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is your Daily. Go Get a Mission Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's, the Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. How you feeling? How you feeling tonight, y'all? Yo, look, Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And we are talking about at least one of us has to stay in love. And I see Naturalista Rap says the situation sounds lonely. You know, I'm glad you said that because it is a lonely situation. But here's the thing. And it sounds cynical, and it may even sound a little insensitive,
But love is often a lonely place. When you really think about it, a lot of times we question whether somebody is as all in as we are. And if you don't feel like the scales are balanced and you are the type of person that requires for the scales to be balanced, you are in a lonely position. Now, it doesn't mean that somebody doesn't love you as much as you love them, but the way that they express their love to you may be a little different than what you need. So their love language and your love language are crashing instead of merging. Instead of merging, y'all crashing. So that can be a lonely place for you. Now, an irrational person would say, well, I don't feel like you love me as much as I love you, and I need you to love me as much as I love you, so I'm out of here. I'm getting ghost. I'm out of here. I'm taking off. I'm packing all my shit. I'm grabbing up all my belongings, and I'm out here for real, son. And I get back to you. You understand where I'm coming through? I know you do. A lot of people will do that. And the reason that they would do that is because they are afraid of being hurt. They feel like if I can't feel that somebody loves me more than I love them, or at least as much as I love them, then that's too much of a lonely place for me to be. And I can't deal with the threat of another disappointment coming, because my old heart can't take it. It can't take it no more. So yeah, love can be a lonely place. But if you're going to be lonely, in love and lonely is a choice that I would choose. It doesn't necessarily have to be the choice that you would make, but I would take that over lonely and that's it. Like, I mean, I ain't in love. There ain't nobody in love with me, and nobody hasn't cared about me since my last relationship, and that ended horribly. So I would rather be in a situation where it's like, well, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. And in this beginning of this relationship, I think that I might be a little bit more emotionally invested than the person is that I'm dealing with. It doesn't mean that they can't come up and pass me. But for right now, they might be chilling. They might be wading in the water. And they might be holding out a little bit because they may have gotten out of an abusive relationship or a relationship that did their heart dirty. Not necessarily abusive, but sometimes things can happen in a relationship that makes you take it a little personally. The things that happen to you, you may take personally. What's going on, my big sis? Robin Ming is here to do a thing or something, like a queen to a king. And I see Cherry, Dana Dane. What's going on, Dana Dane? It's a Dane. So TK Wright says, I don't believe in faking the funk. It's not fair to the other person. I'm glad you said that. I like how this is going down. Well, like I said, my daddy said, as long as two people don't fall out of love at the same time, then that relationship can keep going. And I think it's true. There may be times when one person is fed up like crazy with the other person, and the other person has to hold it down. Their love has to be strong enough to hold it down until the other person comes back around, hold it down till the other person comes back around, hold it down till the other person comes back around, hold it down till the other person comes around. I gotta hold it down for now. It's an 80-20 situation, and I don't really like it, but I gotta do it. I gotta hang in there, gotta be patient, and I'm not really sure if they're gonna come through, but I know I ain't trying to break up. I don't give a fuck about you or what you have to say to me about this situation. Matter of fact, I shouldn't have told you nothing. I got frustration. I got things I gotta deal with in my own life, in my own heart, in my own chest. I can't rest. I'm getting no sleep, and every night I lay down with a partner and I just weep, because I know they're not feeling me right now. It could have been for something that I did, but more than likely I was doing what the fuck I was supposed to do, and they wasn't, but I feel like a kid. And I, well, you know, we be looking for a 50-50 situation. You know what I mean? We want that 50-50 love. By the way, I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers 1132. I see you. I'm going to come and grab you in just a second. Just a second. Yeah, we look for a 50-50 situation. And love is not 50-50. And it doesn't have to be. You have to be satisfied with the percentage that you give. You have to be satisfied with the percentage that you receive. You don't know if something is 50-50. You can't get inside somebody's head and somebody's heart. Only thing you can do is take the way that they treat you and the things that they say and try to put it on a scale and see if the motherfucking scale starts to weigh down. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother and from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on out. It's always good to see you coming on through, without a doubt. So, you know, it's a funny situation. You know, like I said, we'd be looking for that 50-50 love. You give in half, I give in half. Or I give in 100%, you give in 100%. People come up with all these kind of cliches, and you don't know what the fuck is 100%. But I'm going to tell you like this. Let's say you feel like you are in an 80-20 situation. You are in an 80-20 situation. You are feeling it or contributing 80%. And somebody is only contributing 20%. Now, if this was a weather forecast, and they said it was an 80% chance of rain, you would be getting your umbrellas and your raincoats and your galoshes and running for shelter, making plans to either not go to a place, postpone an event, or make sure that you stay indoors, right? Well, there have been plenty of times, and I do mean plenty of times, where there has been a 90% chance of precipitation. And guess what? There was no precipitation. Yeah, the clouds came and the sky got dark, but nothing came up out of it. 90% chance of precipitation, and there was no precipitation. So taking that example, which only symbolizes that you can never be 100% sure. And in those weather forecasts, they are careful never to make 100% claim, because they know that sometimes the minority wins. So why wouldn't you think that in a loving situation, in a situation where at least you are 80 to 90% in love, why would you think that there's no possibility that that 10% won't come around? You just don't know. You just don't know. I'm about to take the call on the line. And if y'all would like to call in, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? All right, we have a caller. Like I said a little bit earlier, caller with the last number is 1132. I want to thank you for holding on the line. Welcome to the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. What's on your mind this evening?
I don't know about that, what you just said.
You don't know about what? I said a lie. Well, Which part don't you
person
know?
One person staying in love.
Uh-huh.
That's easier said than done.
Okay. Talk about it.
It's hard to talk about.
You made the call.
I made the call. That's why I made the call, because I'm trying to get an understanding of myself.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me help you out. Let's put it this way. All people, all couples in a relationship, the longer you stay together, you're going to go through some shit together. They're going to be bumpy roads. They're going to be times where you're sick of a person, where you may be considering breaking up or getting divorced or whatever the case may be. It won't always be butterflies, rainbows, and unicorns. There're going to be times when you're just honestly not feeling the person that you're dealing with. it doesn't mean that you're going to bail out, and it doesn't necessarily mean that if the other person is feeling the same way that they're going to bail out. But if the two of you feel that exact same way, like you are totally sick of each other at the same time, then you're going to make a move. A move will already be made by default if neither one of you are in love with the other one. But a lot of times in a relationship, one person will still be all in, even if the other person seems to be all the way out. But the person that's still all the way in is going to have to believe or want or have the desire to make this thing work. Even if it's a futile attempt, they're going to have to believe that they can hold it down until the other person comes around. Yeah, other people may who are close to the situation may say that they're stupid or that they're making a fool of themselves and all of that. But you know, your heart don't give a shit about what nobody else say. You know what? Your heart don't even give a shit about what you say. You know how your pride be getting in the way or your mind gets in the way and says, yo, I shouldn't do this. I'm looking stupid out here and blah, blah, blah. You be consciously thinking that. And your heart be like, I don't give a fuck about what you think or how you look or none of that. I'm telling you to pick up that phone and call that person or go to wherever they are and go get them, have that conversation, bring them back to where you are. Work it out some kind of way. That's what your heart will say. Against all odds.
Okay, Omar, do you know who this is?
No.
This is Stacy.
Hi. What's going on, Stacy?
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I have did it. Let's see. Lucky one time. I've been fortunate to know what it is and what it's not.
Okay.
That's still easier said than done.
Wait, which part is easier said than done?
All of it. All of it. Love is stupid.
Okay. Listen. Fixing a sink is easier said than done. Driving a car is easier said than done. Most things in the world that you have to actually physically do are easier said than done, but it doesn't mean that they don't get done.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, all right, check this out. So you're saying you've been in love before, right?
Yep.
You've had your feelings hurt before, right?
Yep.
You've had your heart dragged through the ringer and felt like somebody took it out of your chest and wrung it out like a sponge before, right?
Yes, I have.
You've done some things for love that made you feel a little foolish at times, right?
Yes.
You got over that shit, got past that shit, and you're still here to be able to talk about it, though, right?
Yep, but it takes a while to heal, and I'm just now healing.
You know how long it takes for a paper cut to heal? That joint be hurting for a minute, but you know what? Everybody's timeline, and don't get me wrong, because I'm not trying to be all extra positive or whatever. You know, I normally see things for what they are. But I've had to come into the understanding of some things over the years. And one of the things that I've had to come into the understanding about is that everybody is not wired the same. So what might hurt my feelings may not make you feel any kind of way. And what might make you really cry may not mean anything to me. You understand what I mean? So So there are times when I have to respect what hurts somebody else's feelings. But at the same time, I'm going to try to offer a perspective that will allow them to be able to go on in life, because we do have to keep going. And sometimes we can be with somebody that makes us feel like we can't go any farther. And that's a tough situation. But sometimes we just have to stick it out. And that's what I'm talking about when I say that at least one of us has to stay in love. One of us got to hold it down. One of us has to be the one that say, no, I ain't ready to break up. You know what I mean? You know what? I see you out there doing all that old trifling shit. I see you. But you know what? I'm going to wait here for a minute. Yeah, I know. You know, listen. You ever hear this song? Do you know the song by Betty Wright? Wait, no. Betty White. Not no pain, no gain. But after the pain. You ever hear the song After the Pain?
Yes, I have.
Okay. There's a part on that Betty White song. It's Betty Wright, not Betty White. I'm talking about the Rose from the Golden Girls, not her. Betty Wright, the singer. May she rest in peace. She died last year. I mean, that broke my heart. But anyway, Betty Wright had a song called After the Pain. And there's a part of the song where she just starts rapping. She just starts talking. And she says, I said that I would never go back again. And she says some things about, we say things like that all the time. But when your heart is pretty much guiding you through something, you might be willing to give something another chance. And sometimes you have to give somebody another chance even when they haven't even squandered their first chance. Sometimes your heart will tell you to do that. But we also have to give ourselves a chance to know ourselves and to understand that, you know what? I'm gonna just keep it a buck. And I wouldn't have said this. I'm going to show a lot of growth in what I'm about to say. But there really is no playing yourself in love. Now, there is playing yourself in lust, because in lust, you're just trying to get some pussy or get some dick. But when it comes to your heart, you're going to do things based on the love, the affection, the admiration, and the caring that you have for somebody else. I can't really be mad at you for doing that. Some people lose money, a lot of money behind it. Some people lose their reputation behind it. But I can't respect a man or a woman for losing their fortune and their family and they respect over some ass or some dick. But you may lose everything that you have worked for because you love your family, because you love your spouse, because you love your children. It's the same heart. It's the same heart. Love will make you risk it all. It'll make you risk it all. But in the situation that we're talking about tonight, we're talking about when one person is pretty much willing to risk it all when the other person ain't. And it's a tough situation to be in, but it happens. It be like that sometimes. But it doesn't always end horribly. Sometimes it continues on horribly. Ha ha.
Okay. Okay. I gotta understand.
I'm saying, you know, I know a lot of stuff that I say is a little unorthodox or whatever, but and you know how they say time heals all wounds? It doesn't really.
Yeah.
But what time does do is it gives you enough space, time, and opportunities to be able to find a way to heal. So time won't heal it, but it'll send the resources your way that will allow you to be able to get, you know, start the healing process. And you'll get there. You'll get there. As long as you stay on this earth, breathing, walking, talking, listening and learning, you will find a way. You will find a way to be all right. You know what I mean? It's sad. It's sad when people get so discouraged about the things that have happened to them that they say, nah, I'm not fucking with nobody else no more. I'm gonna be by myself. I ain't gonna blah 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 blah. To me, that's a much more terrible situation to be in than I never
thought about doing that because I'm not bitter. That's the difference. Okay. I'm willing to try again. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry at men. I'm willing to try, but I'm just saying it seems like it's kind of hard, you know, one person being in love and the other one is not, you know.
Yeah.
That part I didn't understand, but I'm not bitter at men. I'm not angry or nothing like that. I'm willing to give love again, you know, a try again, you know, because I have been healing, getting healing and everything. I just know what to do in the next mm-hmm. relationship that I won't do in the last. I learn from my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not them. It could be you too.
That's true. That's true.
So,
and that's very mature of you. That's very mature of you to say that, because a lot of people don't like to acknowledge their contribution to a negative situation. A lot of people will deny that they had anything to do with something that happened between them and another person. There are only two people. Everything can't be all one person's fault, but by percentages, one person may be a much higher percentage at fault than the other person is.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. I don't just blame one person. I look at myself. What did I do wrong? What did I didn't do? So I'm learning. I'm not just sitting out there dating or anything without taking nothing. You know, a lot of women just date just to be going through to get over the hurt. I don't do that either.
Okay.
You know.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. You know, since I got you on the line and everything. Did you cook for the nigga?
Mm-hmm. I did everything.
Okay. You cook for...
That's the whole thing about it. Nah, that would make a person real bitter, but maybe he just wasn't for me.
Well, listen. Here's the thing. A lot of people get mad because they put so much effort into a relationship that didn't materialize. But at the same time, you did it because you wanted to do it. What about that part?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't regret it at all. I'm not, like I said, I'm not angry. I just know what I need to do, you know. And I done moved on, so...
Mm-hmm.
I did everything I could as a woman. You know, if they don't want to be kept, they don't want to be kept. Ain't nothing I could do.
No doubt. Funny you should use the word kept.
Huh?
Funny you should use the word kept. So you kept your man, huh? You believe in keeping your man, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what does keeping a man mean to you? What is it? Exactly what does that mean?
Well, not in the streets.
Uh-huh. Not in the streets.
Not roaming around. You know, not roaming around.
Okay. So you mean being loyal?
Yeah.
You mean like honoring his request? Like if he asks you to do something, you try to do it within reason, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, I ain't doing nothing stupid. I don't care. I ain't doing nothing stupid, but I will do it, you know. I did what I had to do. That's why I didn't understand. My pastor told me to ask God questions, you know, when you don't understand. So I'm like, okay, I did everything I was supposed to do, and he still loves. Okay, I can't get mad at that. I see a lot of women supposed to be so saved and everything, but they bashing men, black men at that. I don't like that. And then y'all sit there, y'all take them back and everything. You know the person still feel the same way. You could tell a woman when they bitter. I'm not bitter at all.
Okay.
I'm not bitter.
Okay. So with you not having any bitterness, you feel like you got something from the experience. You gained some experience from the experience that you experienced.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it ain't always a man. You know, I had to look at myself too. But like I said, if he wanted to stay, he could have stayed. You can't keep nobody that don't want to be kept. So,
okay, if you could say what you got, what you took away from your last relationship or whatever, what would you say? What do you feel like you walked away with? What did you get out of it?
Well, me, my thing I had was coming straight out from high school. Because when I was in high school, I didn't date. So I got a chance to hook up with my crush.
Okay.
A date. So that, you know, the devil can't take that away from me.
From your calendar.
Period. So, I got something out of it.
Okay.
But what I don't understand is when everybody else comes at the relationship, I'm like, you know what's going on, why you not fighting hard, you know, stick and face. Or even if I was a friend and we end this together, why you not fighting? You know what's going on. Because they was coming at us. They was coming. And I got proof, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave it in the Lord's hands. So, I, you know, like I said, I just, it's, like I said, if you don't want to be kept, you just don't want to be kept. I ain't got time for the crap.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time for it, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not bitter. I'm not hating on men. I ain't, because you look stupid when you start saying stuff. And then you back with the dog on me, and that make you look foolish and stupid. So I don't understand. That's the reason why I'm calling. I'm like, what I'm not saying? Because I don't understand. I understand now what you said. It got to be, you know, at least one. No, because I ain't never been married. And that's what I was going for. I'm not, you know, I didn't go to church to get saved, and I could have did that in a world. I could have had all kind of boyfriends in the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The next relationship I want is marriage. And that's what I'm looking for, a marriage, not boyfriend and girlfriend. And that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
So,
like I said, I don't regret nothing. I don't regret anything. Because I've been through, I don't ran from men, too. Because I don't want to put my heart out there. And I ran. But sometimes you can't run from love all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run from it because it defines you.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. A lot of women who want to get married look at being married as the ultimate goal of their relationship. And some people, that's the ultimate goal of their lives. So I've heard women say that they were with men for however long that they were with them and it didn't turn out to be a marriage or whatever, and they felt like they just wasted years of their lives. And I always, you know, I don't agree with that, because I think that, you know, whether you get married or not, you still had the experiences. You still walk away with whatever experiences and knowledge and wisdom that you gained during the time. But I guess if the ultimate goal or the only real goal was to get married, then I guess you would feel some kind of way about it. And some women I've heard, you know, show bitterness about that. But you're saying that you didn't get married. You brought that up, that you didn't get married. Do you look at that as a failure of the relationship?
Because I got what I wanted from the relationship, and I hooked up what I hooked up with. That was my goal.
Okay.
Because each person is different. A lot of women think if they don't get married, they ain't great or anything. Look here, I'm 50 years old. I don't have no kids. I'm not married. I have my own place. I have everything going on. I just know my worth and my value. And marriage is not my ultimate goal. You could be married, you know, when you together in a relationship with y'all still. I believe in soulmate, you know, so.
Okay.
If you got it there, you don't have to have it on paper. You don't have to have it on paper. You know, some people are phony being married, and they look happy on the outside, but the inside, they up there cussing and miserable at home. And I don't want that kind of hell. And I don't want to be showing the world something in my marriage when I know it ain't true when I go home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So marriage has got my goals since I got older, got more mature, got into the church. That ain't been my ultimate goal. I done did my ultimate goal for me. I done succeeded in what I needed to do. I done conquered my dream. You know.
Okay.
So
in a relationship, what would be your ultimate goal?
A family.
Okay. Okay.
That's you know, I mean, a family, my extended family, you know, outside of my family, you know, I have to live my life and everything. I got to have my own family, you know, so that's next. But, you know, I'm not going to be running all red lights trying to get my family and then hook up with the wrong one.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand.
So,
I ain't trying to go through no nightmare
because I know my thing, when I get married, it's different from these other women. See, I'm a, you know, I had to submit. I don't know if they submitting or not, but I know what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe that's why I'm running from love.
You consider yourself to be running from love?
I was for a long time. For a real long time. I in and out, I went, until I met the one, and then when I met the one, it's like, ouch. So, you know, you can't play with it. But I don't want to be, you know, I don't even think I played myself. I have never played. I learned from my experience. That's what I do. I learn.
I mean, I know for me, I always take a learning experience and try to feel good about that. I mean, you don't always quote unquote win in certain situations, but come off, let the points that you scored mean something. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not always going to win the game, but let the effort that you put forth, let the points that you scored count. Let them count.
And also, I'm a great believer. I love marriage, and I try to, because I'm God-fearing woman, and I do not play with God's marriage. But if you want to get married and then get divorced the second time, one thing me and my ex, we agreed on, he was a guy, and he said when you step into a marriage the second time, you got to come to look at yourself too, because it might happen again. Then, you know, you don't want to keep pointing the finger, getting married two or three times and then third time. Sometimes it can be the man. Some men getting married 2-3 times. They got to look at themselves. You got to heal. You got to heal before you jump into another marriage. You don't want that woman to suffer for what that first woman did. You know?
Yeah.
And that's why I take my time, because I ain't getting married again. I don't plan on getting married again. I ain't trying to change my name again. You know? I don't believe in playing with God's marriage, period. You know, they're all people ain't God fearing, so I don't know. I just don't believe in it, you know. And as far as me not getting married, I'm not gonna, you know, I know it's still in the cards for me, but if I get it, that's sweet. But if I don't get it, that's even sweeter, you know. I still won the game. You know?
As long as
I know and I have a parent, you know, I parent what love is, so I know what it is. But when it hit me in my ass again, I know what to look for.
Okay.
You know,
all right. Let me ask you this one last question. We have another caller. I'm going to bring them on in a second. Taking from the experiences that you've had in love, what would you do differently? Whether it's for that person or whether it's for yourself, what would you do differently in another relationship that you were seeking that you may not have done or didn't do enough of? What would you do differently? What would you change around? Would you change anything?
I don't think I would change anything.
Okay.
I don't think I would change anything. I know a couple of things that I would, you know, but I just don't want to highlight it right now, that I would do, but Yeah, and then I wouldn't change nothing because I, like I said, I did what I had to do, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change nothing. I wouldn't change nothing. You know, I continue to do me and pray about it and keep doing me. You know, when it's for me, it's for me. But I ain't gonna sit up there and do all kind of crazy stuff to get it. No. No, I don't think I would change anything. This is one thing that would stand out, but I can't say it over the air.
I understand that.
Can't say it over the air. So it's one thing I, you know, do stand out. But you have to look at both parties. Some women don't want to look at themselves. It could be them. Like with me, I learned from my, I don't just date just to be dating. You got to find out why you keep going through these different relationships and breaking up. It got to be some, at some point, it could be you. It could be the person, you the reason why you keep breaking up. You know, it could be you.
That's a lot of self. That's a lot of self discovery you're talking about right now. All right, I want you to hold the line for a second. I'm gonna bring the other caller in. Just chill for a second. Caller with the last number is 2380. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I know. I was going to comment on what the young lady had said about being in more than one relationship or being married more than once. And I feel as though if it doesn't work out, as long as you're not bringing children into it, there's nothing wrong with leaving a situation that's not healthy for either person and moving on to somebody else. I don't feel like there's a problem with that.
Okay. Well, I think what she was saying was she ties marriage into a godly thing. So if you view marriage from a godly spiritual way, you may feel like God intends for you to only get married once and for it to last until death do you part. You know, that might be a religious thing. You know, other than that, of course, a lot of people would look at it like getting married is just like getting a job. You know, you try it. Hopefully it works out really well. If it does, I'll retire here. If not, I'll look for another job, a better job, one that suits me better. So, I mean, I don't know if there's any right or wrong in the situation. She was speaking from a personal situation.
I understand that. I believe that marriage is a spiritual thing. I truly do. But I also believe that sometimes you can be in marriage and delude yourself. And I think that has to do with how you view yourself, what's going on in the relationship, and also how you continue to do your personal growth for yourself. Sometimes you get bogged down in different titles once you're married, as wife, mother, mother-in-law, sister, that type of thing. But I think that always reminding yourself of who you are and doing things to develop yourself is a healthier way to approach any type of relationship.
Okay. You know what? I want to ask you something. Because you made me think of something when you were talking about the getting married more than once thing. All right. So you know, tonight we're talking about at least one person having to stay in love, right? In order to keep a relationship or in order to keep a marriage going or whatever. But let me ask you this. You know how nowadays you may hear a lot of people, especially online, talking about how marriage is a business now. You know what I'm saying? Have you heard people talking about that?
Yes, it's profitable, getting with the right person. And yes, I've heard people say it's definitely a situation people are looking at people's credit and how to move forward as a power couple more so than love. Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah. Now, my opinion is that people who look at marriage as a business are people who have given up on
having love in a marriage. I don't think that I think that somewhere along the line they have become disenchanted with the emotional aspect of marriage. So they have traded that for the financial aspect or the financial benefits that a marriage can give you. So they've submitted to that. So putting the title in that, let's say if you're talking about on the emotional side, how the scales may not be balanced as far as the percentages are concerned with the effort that one person or the feelings that one person may have versus the other person in that relationship. Like, you know, how Teddy Pendergrass was talking about having a 50-50 love, no 60-40, you know what I'm saying? But you can't always have a 50-50. Sometimes you have to just settle for the percentage that suits you, whether the scales are balanced or they're not. You have to be happy with the percentage that you are either giving or getting. But what about these people who say that marriage is a business? Now, how would that work? If you're not talking about one person being in love at the same, I mean, if you're not talking about two people being in love at the same time, but one person staying in love in order to hold it down till the other one comes around, if marriage is a business, or if you're the type of person that looks at marriage as a business, what if one of the business partners isn't putting in enough? They're not carrying their weight. Will the other business partner in the marriage hold it down? Would they be strong enough to hold it down financially until the other one comes around? How would that work? What do you think?
That was a good question. I that's a good question. That's really a good question. I was ready for something else, but that's a good question. Now you're talking about both like-minded business partners and one person in the business is just not necessarily holding their own financially, or they made some wrong choices in business and they're not holding it together. How does that work? Wow.
I'm going to give you a little bit more time to think about it, because think about it like this. In the loving relationship where one person is still in love and they're holding it down till the other one comes around, it's their love that's holding it down. You understand what I mean? The love,
yes,
the emotion, the affection, the caring that they have is what's holding it down. So if a marriage is a business and it's really just about money, if one person isn't carrying their weight, what's going to make you put in enough money to hold it down? It ain't about love, right? So you don't have that to hold on to. So what do you have?
Hopefully, the business partners have respect for each other, okay? So for them to be together, it's still a marriage. It's still a bond there. So even though it could be a power couple, they could still, I still think that, you know, just because they're a power couple and they focus on monies and things and properties or other type of things like that, doesn't mean that there's not love there. I think that, but ultimately in any relationship, it has to be respect. And hopefully that other person will hold it down until the other person gets back on their feet.
Okay.
Hopefully.
That's a pretty... That's a pretty insightful answer. So you're saying that respect would be enough to make you hold it down for a person financially?
Oh. For me,
because
I think I would need... combination of respect and love.
Uh-huh. See, but
for me personally, I would need respect and love. Yes, I would need, for me personally, I would need a combination of respect and love. You know, I think that in relationships, sometimes it's like some people are more in love within a relationship and somebody just may love you. And I think it goes up and down. I just think over time, sometimes we fall in and out of different spectrums of love, but as long as you have respect for each other and love each other. But some, you know, you might be doing 80, another person's doing 20. Then, you know, another time you might be doing 60, another person's doing 40. But ultimately, respect has to be there. Respect keeps you from not hurting the other person.
You think so?
And so do love. I think respect and love, yes, goes together, yes. I respect you enough not to hurt you. I love you enough not to hurt you. Yes, I believe
so.
Wait a minute.
Now, I could understand somebody saying I love you enough not to hurt you, but, you know, we've seen plenty of examples where that failed. But so you think
respect
somebody?
I respect you. I respect you as my lover, my friend. I respect you as the person that you are. I'm not going to do anything to hurt you or put you in harm's way.
Okay. Interesting. Because, like, respect might make me not do it in front of you, but it ain't going to stop me from doing it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, love might actually make me not do it to you. You know what I'm saying? But respect, I'd be like,
okay.
Yo, he there. I ain't gonna do it.
Love would keep you not from doing something?
I mean, it has failed plenty of times, but I believe that love is stronger than respect. Because, you know, a lot of times when people fall out of love with somebody, they have already lost respect for them. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess the question is warranted. Which leaves first, the love or the respect? What do you think?
I think respect leaves first, and then the love leaves. I think you lose respect for somebody, then you leave, you know, then it's love. You lose respect first, I think.
I think so, too. I think
if you don't respect somebody, yes, then you lose the love, because the respect is so powerful. Because I respect you, I'm not going to do stuff that hurts you or to be hurt or harmed. And when I say harmed, I mean by my actions or anything that I say or do.
So, now I've heard plenty of people say, you know, you know what? I'm sorry. I might need to get it together. I was about to say that I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, I might not love such and such anymore, but I still respect them. But no, I think I've heard it more the other way around. I lost respect for such and such, but I still love them.
Yes. Yes. I also heard that several times. About the law, still love them. I think sometimes people can do stuff to you and you lose respect for them as a person. You're like, I can't believe that person did that to me, but I still love them. For whatever reason, they love them because they're the father or the mother of their children or because of the years that they've known them, but they don't lost respect to them.
Yeah, because there's certain things you can do to make a person lose respect fast. But And keeping in touch, keeping in step with the title, this is the kind of thing that happens in relationships and marriages all the time, where you may have actually lost respect for your spouse, but you still love them, so you still holding it down. Now, that's not to say that you can't build up the respect again, or the respect in one area might still exist, where the respect in another area has diminished. You know what I'm saying? But this is something that a lot of people who have been in deeply loving relationships have had to deal with. By the way, you got to turn down your device a little bit. I'm getting feedback here and my voice in the background. Got turned down.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a tough situation to be in. It really is, because when you are deeply in love with somebody and you really want it to work out, it's beyond the understanding and sometimes beyond the help that some people can give you. You know, people love differently. It's a fact. Just like people hurt differently, people love differently. So whereas somebody else may get the advice that you should just walk away,
the person that you're advising to just walk away may be thinking like, you don't get it. I don't think I'm going to share anything with you anymore because you don't understand what I'm going through. You can't feel what I feel. Your feedback is killing me though. What's going on back there?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be better, but I've turned it down.
All right.
I'm gonna get ready to go, but I thank you for having me. Because I don't know how to turn this. My system is not working, but I thank you for having me, and I enjoy the show. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. And be careful out there. The pleasure was all mine. All right. And two good callers. Two great callers. Thanks for holding down. Thanks for coming on through, y'all. Y'all can still call in. We still got a little bit of time. 319-527-6199. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And we are talking about, we are talking about at least one of us has to stay in love. One of us got to hold it down, baby. One of us still got to be all in, even when the chips are down. It used to be right when the chips were down. We used to be right when I was around. Girl, can't you see how I feel? All these feelings that I feel are real. Oh, girl, can't you see I need you? New edition, Throwback Thursday, baby. Oh, baby. 1983, baby. Is it 1983? Yay, yay. 1983, damn, man. What are we talking about? You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's crazy. All right. Here we go. So, yeah, man. I mean, it's a tough situation. I appreciate y'all. Y'all doing a thing in the chat room, you know, getting them comments together. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's a Daily Go Get a Business Show. And we are talking about at least one of us has to stay in love. It's a tough situation. And many of us have been through this situation. And it's all right if you don't express how you felt if you've ever been in this situation. And I'm not going to lie. I find it hard to believe that all of us haven't been here in some type of way. Like, if you've never been in a situation where you wanted to stay when somebody else wanted to go, then more than likely you've never been in love at all. Because unless you're still with the person that you're with, that you were with, then you've been there. And even if you're still with the person that you're with, it doesn't mean that you have never been in a situation where y'all didn't break up or want to break up or were close to it or right there on the edge of it. It doesn't mean that. You know, great couples work through the problems, even when the problems look like they're going to doom both of you. But there is a feeling of perseverance, and there's nothing like the feeling of perseverance. That's why couples who have been together for years, through all of the storms, and by the way, it's raining like hell out there right now. But people, you know, couples that have been through all of that kind of stuff and they made it through, they don't be trying to hear nothing. They don't be trying to hear that shit that other people have to say, because they know deep down in their heart, like, you just haven't been through this. You didn't persevere. You didn't make it through like I made it through. And, you know, and the person they may be talking to or about may say, yeah, but what did you get? You lost everything. Or you didn't get nothing from them. They selfish, blah, blah, blah. But they may not realize, like, what I got is what I wanted. Just like Stacey was saying, she said she got what she wanted. So all the other stuff that came along with it was sort of like paying the dues.
That may not be the situation for you. It may not be the situation for me, but it's a situation for her, and it's personal. The same way as your personal situation does not fit anybody in or everybody else. If it's you, if it's you, baby, if it's you, Y-O-U, you know, A-E-A-E-I-O-U, you, and sometimes Y-A-E-A-E-I-O-U, you, and sometimes I need your love, I need your love. Okay, all right, that was my shit. That was the shit. That song right there. That's what I'm talking about, Throwback Thursday. We need more of that shit. Did you know they were not an American group? They wasn't even black. Who knew? They had the club beat banging. That was a banger. That was a banger, baby. We're about to get on the body here, but you know, I ain't going front, man. This was a great show. Bravo. Y'all doing a damn thing. But yeah, man, you know, it's a tough situation to be in love and to feel like you are putting in all the effort while somebody else that you're in the relationship with it just isn't pulling their weight. It would be the same thing. It would be the same thing as if you were in a business partnership or a job or whatever. You know, you want everybody to make a decent contribution, especially when you may be going over and above the call of duty. Let me see. Cheryl Hudson says, or respect them for moving on without drama. Okay. Wait. All right. Cheryl Hudson says, I've heard some say that they lost in love a person, respect them for the way that they raised the children. I've heard that, definitely. TK Wright says, my life was designed for me and yours for you. Okay. Stacy was speaking from her personal experience. I hear that. Emily says, started on time, ending on time. What you got going on? It's just the love that we have for each other. That's all. I love you and I respect you. I mean, what? That's all. That's all. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, and then we're going to get on. I said do the birthday shout-outs, then we're going to get on the birthday shout-outs. Then get on birthday. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 28th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about a... Wait a minute. It's the 29th. Glorious April 29th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My baby brother. Hafi McIntyre, Hafi the Dream McIntyre, my big, my little 4 years, yeah, my baby brother Hafi Mac, what's going on under attack, great father and a husband at this particular time, he gonna say rhymes, he does that too, yo, I love you, boo, happy birthday to my baby brother Hafi McIntyre, do the damn thing, and also Ramesses, Amon Ma'at Ra. Happy birthday to you, Ramesses. Brother Ramesses. And Mickey Armstead, turning 57 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. And Jeffrey Hackett, turning 62 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Jeff. And last but not least, Albert Geiger, turning 53 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Albert Geiger. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 29th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn to rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Sometimes you be in love with somebody that doesn't seem to be in love with you, and maybe they used to be in love with you before, but right now, they're not representing, not only are they not representing to the fullest, they're not representing even to the smallest. You are holding on by a thread, and it could be a situation where not only are you the only one showing that you care or that you love or that you are trying to hold it down, but you may actually be afraid that that person is about to let you go. Like they're about to cut the cord on your ass. And that may be a fate worse than death for you right now. You know, living in fear is a really, really tough thing to have to do. And sometimes that fear that you live in can be that somebody else is messing around with you. And sometimes that fear can be that somebody is not going to be around for you anymore. And even though they haven't been treating you very well, the percentage of the good way that they've been treating you has been enough to keep your car putting, running just enough for the city. Okay, his sister's black, but she is sure enough pretty. All right, y'all. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be good. Yo. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. So we're going to get on a body here. We will be back tomorrow. Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. 7 o'clock. Y'all know what it is. Same bat time, same bat channel. So Blog Talk, we're going to release you. Get back.